Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. It is time. It is time for us to start this day with our minds focused on the truth of God. And today I want to ask you a very simple question. And it's one that I think we all would answer yes to. And that is this. As a believer in Christ, is it your desire to obey God? I think we all would say yes if the Spirit of Christ lives in us. And we're going to skip ahead a little bit in our passage today. We've been looking at Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17 primarily so far. But we're going to skip ahead to verse 25 because verse 25 gives us a little bit of a guidance as to what it looks like to walk by the Spirit, which is the topic Paul's addressing. It says, if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Now, that's very helpful to me because I was in a marching band when I was in high school, and we had to keep in step. And what I mean by that is as we would start marching to the music, everyone was to walk in uniformity. So left foot at the same time, right foot at the same time, left, right. That was keeping in step. And you could notice if you were along the side of the band, say we were in a parade or something, and the band was marching by, if you were along the side, you could notice when someone was out of step. Their feet were opposite of everyone else's. And if someone was out of step, every now and then you would see them like do this little skip to get back in step so that their left foot was moving when everyone else's left foot was moving and their right foot was moving when everyone else's right foot was moving. That's very helpful to me, that imagery, because when the Apostle Paul says, keep in step with the Spirit, what he's saying is that the Spirit is marching to a certain beat. He is moving in a certain direction all the time, and it's the direction toward obedience to God. You see, because the Spirit is God. So he's naturally going to guide us where we should go. And Paul is saying, if we live by the Spirit, our responsibility is to keep in step with the Spirit. That's very simple to me. That makes a lot of sense. And again, we come back to this issue of relationship. We are to be sinking into what the Spirit is saying to us. And the verses that we skipped over here in Galatians chapter 5 are verses that help us identify what that looks like. Verse number 18 says, if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are evident. And he's going to give us this whole list of what it looks like when you're out of step, what it looks like when you're not keeping in step with the Spirit. And let's just run through them real quickly. He says, the works of the flesh are evident. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery. Okay, and we hear all of those, and those sound like really biggies, and we probably are like wiping the sweat off our brow going, wow, whew, okay, I missed it. No, but he's not done with the list. He says, enmity, which means having hostility towards someone like an enemy, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, orgy, and things like these. So his list is not exhaustive, and he includes in there a lot of things that every one of us deals with. We all deal with jealousy at times. We all deal with strife. We all deal with anger, inappropriate anger, and dissension and envy. Those are the things that the flesh produces, and they're what it looks like to be out of step with the Spirit. And you see these lists, he's about to give us another list of what it looks like to be walking by the Spirit. These lists are not meant as checklists for us and rules to obey. They're meant like the gas gauge on your car to show you the status of your life. If you see these things we just read, you are out of step with the Spirit. And it's time to just simply repent, turn back, and let the Spirit of God take the lead again. Let's talk about this more on tomorrow's Morning Mindset.